Paychex has mobile.
Tried to call you back yesterday, and give me just 30 seconds as I go under a bridge. I'll be right back. N4, is that okay?
Okie dokie. I shall be here for a few more minutes.
HXS N4ZLK, how am I doing?
I don't know, how are you doing? You're fine, Shane.
I should be coming up, getting better. I can't copy anything under that particular set of bridges. Yesterday, driving around all day, my phone's quiet, the radio's quiet. My wife sent me a text and said, could you call me? Because I'm kind of sleepy, I'm on the way home from work, and it helps keep me awake. So I said, yes, I dialed her number, and I heard you call me on the radio. That's the way it always works.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I guess I was on my way to practice. It was like around 6 o'clock or whatever.
What time was it? 3:30, 4:30, something like that?
Oh, I wonder where the heck I was. Okay.
Don't even remember what you were going to ask me, if you were.
Who the heck knows anymore? That's okay. anyway, funny thing last night. I was leaving practice last night. It was around 9:30 or so. And I inadvertently checked into the swap net. I thought I was on another repeater. And you know which one I'm talking about, because at that point, there's no tail beep. And the other repeater doesn't have a tail beep. So when I keyed it, I'm like, oh, okay, I must be on mine. All right, oh, shoot. And Gary come back. Oh, hey, Dave. I'm like, whoops, wrong repeater.
I was coming home. I checked in mobile. I wasn't even home yet. I could stop by my mother's house to check on her. But I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I was in my wife's car, so the radio is a little bit further to the right. I can't see. You know, when I'm driving, it's tough to, like, focus onto the screen of the radio. And I didn't realize I was still on 610 because I guess they shut the tail beep off for the nets and stuff, right?
About 8:30. If nobody's talking, it'll come on and say it's set up for net mode.
I guess that's automatic, huh?
Also, I believe it doesn't time out at that point, too, while it's in net mode.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was a little embarrassed. I'm like, whoops. Sorry, Gary. Oh, I'll put you on the list. You checked in. I'm like, okay, thank you.
I may have done it, too. I'm not sure. I try to be careful. It happens a lot with people that have the dual-band radios. They think they're on one VFO, but they're actually on the other. And I just, out of the blue, the repeater will be quiet, and somebody will call net control and try to check in.
He's funny. Well, what are you going to do, you know? We're fallible, I guess.
Tell my employer when they would ever come to me with something, especially when it was the ridiculous stuff. You know, you're out all day, you deliver 500 packages, 145 delivery stops, and they say, hey, you misdelivered this package. And the other 499... But I always used to say, you know, if I was perfect, I would not be working here.
It was funny because that very same situation, I was watching a video of Albert Einstein, and Albert Einstein put an equation on the blackboard purposely incorrect, and somebody pointed it out, and he came back with, you know, you caught this one mistake. But you didn't praise me for all my accomplishments.
Right. But you know what their response always was? Well, we pay you to do it correctly.
Yeah, let me hang the mic here. The wife is on the phone here. Let me get back with you in a little bit. N4ZLK, KP2HXS.
N4ZLK.
Makes one old crud to screw up 1,000 attaboys. KQ4BGE.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I think we're all that way. We tend to notice the mistakes in people more than we notice their everyday accomplishments.
That, it's so funny because I used to give my boss a hard time, and we would call his house the mansion up on the hill and say, oh man, he's rich. Because because a lot of these young guys come in there and like, man, he's rich. And it's like, man, he's not as rich as you think he is. You don't realize what he has to pay out owning a business. But that's just what people do. They look from the outside in thinking, hey, this guy's got tons of money, when really he's spending tons of money.
It takes a lot more than just luck to run a successful business and do well. No one sees what goes on behind the scenes, all the investments, the time and the effort and the risk taking. No one wants to be part of that. They just want to, they want to help share in the rewards, you know, the payoff.
And then you got to worry about, you know, some people not taking care of your stuff. That's like, there's a train that runs by the house here, and I've seen some graffiti on it, and I was like, that's cool. I said, I wouldn't have put it there, but that's kind of cool. So it kind of ticks me off they would do that. And my son, he's only 11, he said, well, Dad, why does it make you mad? I said, because somebody had to pay a railroad car. I said, so who thought that they had the privilege to put their artwork on it?
Graffiti all over buildings and stuff. I mean, I know people are talented, but that those buildings belong to somebody, and, you know, it's not, I'm of the mindset that you don't have the right to come just spray your artwork on somebody else's building. If you own it, go for it, you know. But anyway, Donnie, just a question, you got a fan running in the background, or you got a noise on your signal? Just want to make sure it's not your radio or power supply.
The sound, I am trying to jump off a car right now, so it could be because that I have the engine slightly revved up and I've got the door open here, but did that tone it down?
Exact same. I couldn't tell I thought you were inside. It sounded like you had a fan blowing on the background or something, but it stayed the same.
Is it still there?
Yep, it could be. You have it plugged into the cigarette lighter? Is that what you're doing?
When I got this radio, I bought it off a gentleman. I got a steal of a deal on it, and it was already wired for a cigarette plug. And the way my back situation, the way it is, I can't really work on this little Honda Civic to get through the firewall, so I just kind of went along with the cigarette lighter thing. I'm guessing that's probably what's causing the noise.
It's not terrible. It's just, I like to know, you know, if there's something in my signal, so I'm not critiquing. I'm just letting you know. It's very steady, very safe. It doesn't modulate or anything, so that's probably what it is. Anyway, I got to back this trailer on the wall. I'll put the mic down while I do it. Hope you have a good day, Donnie. We'll talk to you later. 10-4-ZLK.
You have a wonderful day and be safe. And catch you again here a little later. 10-4-ZLK, KQ4, BGE 73s.